That is his look. Don't judge him because of his look. He looks like that. But the heart is so beautiful. Some people are handsome, good. But my God, if you go to the heart, he's there for killing, destroying. That's why the worst cheaters of the world, they are so nice. They always dress properly and they come to you with smilings and very good gestures, but they just want to cheat you. They just want to take your money. Yes. So, the beauty is not that. Some people, their beauty is just their voice. When they talk, you like them. But some people, they don't have the voice. When they talk, you say, oh, what's wrong with this man? Even if he's reading Quran, you're scared. He cannot read it beautifully, he just read it as much as he can. You think that someone is killing someone in the house? But he's reading Quran as much as he can. But you see, you know, listen to somebody else, they're reading beautiful Quran. Oh, I love, maybe he's beating his wife. The voice is beautiful, but the heart is washed. Then what you think that is beauty is not. It's not at all. Some women, they have the beauty of how to fix things. That is their beauty. When they fix things, you feel good. That is their beauty. How to talk to you, that is their beauty. How soft they are towards you, that is their beauty. But no matter how pretty, when she's all like hot, it's like a pepper. So that one, where's the beauty? So now, when we come to marriage, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam warned us. He said, "Tunkah al mar'atu li arba'in, li maliha, aw li nasabiha, aw li jamaliha, aw li diniha, fakhtar li dhati din, taribat yadaka." He said, "Man can marry woman for her wealth, or for her nobility, or for her family, or for her religious quality." Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Blessed and fortunate is he who choose his wife for religious qualities." If you choose your wife for religious qualities, blessed and fortunate is you. Marriage is a very serious commitment. It's a commitment. It's a commitment based on one, honorable intention. You cannot marry periodically, periodical marriage, or temporal marriage. Honorable intention. You have the intention of marrying her forever, not marrying her for a time, like what they call muta'a. It's not accepted. Let me marry the sister. Why? Oh, I want to marry this sister maybe for 3 months. Then afterwards we divorce and we just fall apart. Cannot work like that. That is haram in al-Islam. That is renting, wal'iyazu billah. You are renting woman. Let me rent her to give her some kind of money to be with her. That is what they call personal prostitute. You have two kinds of prostitute. You have public prostitute and personal prostitute. Personal prostitute to civilize prostitute. Try to civilize. Like, oh, let me marry her for 3 months, then I divorce you. What? That is not decent. No. Number one is honorable intention. Second is fair knowledge of each other. Don't marry based on a picture. It's not enough. Like somebody just sent you the picture of his daughter. Where is he? Oh, in Khorasan or in Tajikistan. You see the picture, she's so beautiful in the picture. But maybe this picture was 1983. No, no. Oh yes, let me marry her. She's beautiful. What is beautiful? The picture is beautiful. You don't see her yet? Then you marry her because of that. You're going to go to JFK and you're going to receive someone else. You're going to go and start looking for your bride. Where's the bride? Then you meet the bride and say, where's the bride? You're asking the bride, where's the bride? The bride said, it's me. Oh no, I think you are the aunt. It's me. No, 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 no. Don't marry through that. Don't marry through telephone. She's in Philly. You are here in New York. He start calling. Don't trust the voice. Don't trust the voice and the expression. The expression can be a beautiful expression. mashallah, alhamdulillah, doesn't matter. You have to see this. Travel. Get a ticket and go and sit with this sister. You, the sister, the same thing applies to you, sister. Don't just mind the brother. You know the brother, you know, like it, mashallah. Sometimes they have beautiful beard and the kufi. Have a beautiful picture. They go to the photographer, the photographer, you know, adjust them, show them how to look, and all this kind of thing. Projects, very light thing. Then they give it to you. Oh, nice, mashallah, I love this brother. No, see the brother. Try to see this man. Allow the man to come to the house and work and talk. You will see someone else. Yes. The picture cannot talk, the person cannot work, the person cannot even give some commands. Allow the person to demonstrate his internal self. The same thing applies to the sister. Fear knowledge of each other is one of the fundamental basics of marriage. You have to see, you have to look before you take the responsibility of coming down the hill, getting for companion. Number three, compatibility. Compatible. You have to have that compatibility, because if you want to marry, you have to see the one you want to marry. Make sure you have some kind of, your attitudes are a little bit closer. Because sometimes you love tea and she loves coffee. Difference is that. You leave lamb and rice, oh, she loves just hamburger. Problems happen in the house. Every night you have to go to the McDonald's to get hamburger for her. You cannot do that in your mind. You have to start in a simple thing. Hamburger, no. We're going to have homemade things here. Ah, no, I don't want to cook. That's a problem too. I cannot mind and always going to the hamburgers and, you know, catching the train. We cannot do that. She is the manager of the house. You need the hamburger, we're going to bake it in the house. So, compatibility. They have to love each other, and they have to feel each other, and they can live life together. That is compatibility. Now, number four is reasonable dowry. There is no marriage without dowry, but must be reasonable. How are you going to come to this and say, oh, I give you Bukhari, I give you Quran, you know, I'm going to read, you know, and then he said, yes, that happened in the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But what about the higher dowries in the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Why don't talk about those dowries? Why just you pick one dowry, happen one time, for one sister, who was looking disparately for who gonna get married for? What happened? The sister was even drowning. The sister herself was looking for someone to marry her. She went to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to marry you. Do you see any sister rounding and come to the masjid and picking the brother and saying, I want to marry you? No. She want to get married. That's why the dowry is like that. She went to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to marry you. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam don't want to marry her. But there was a terrible situation. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just looked up and looked down and just turned his face and kept quiet. And this is a gesture of, well, I don't have the love. This indicates that marriage was based on love. You have to love. He said, mashallah, alhamdulillah, mashallah. One brother was behind the crowd. When Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realized without saying anything, he was desperate, he wanted to get married. He raised his voice, his hand. He said, Ya Rasulullah, if you don't want to marry her, what about me? I don't want to marry her, Ya Rasulullah. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, alhamdulillah, come here. It's like a relief. Alhamdulillah, come here, man. Then Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was Rasul. If he command the Muslim to do something, they have to agree, because how many blessings under the commands of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked the sister, do you want to marry this brother? Then the sister says, as you said, because you are Rasulullah. He said, yes, I want to marry this brother. He said, okay. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam turned to the brother and said, what do you get? This is why dowry is very important. He don't say read Fatiha, said, okay, go together. No, he said, what you get? The brother said, well, start scratching his bag and well, I don't have nothing.